Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Donate your car today.
Ready to get rid of that old car?
I heard on the radio the other day talk about Drake May and leadership. It seems like that's been a focus for you, just based on some of the mic'd up stuff we've heard from you and some of your public comments. Is that an area you feel like he's lacking in some way, or how much of your job is trying to draw that out of him?
Well, it's not that it's lacking. I always want more. I think I have to as a coach. I think that we always want to try to take a player and we want to meet them where they're at and then be able to improve on that. So there's no finished products no matter what. We always can continue to work on things, focus on our reaction, our response to things, and how, you know, as a quarterback or any player, you want it to be perfect, and it's never going to be perfect, and you can sit there and paralyze yourself sometimes by mistakes, and we need to focus on our responses to those mistakes that are so critical. There's so many snaps in the football game that, you know, it's just, there's certain things that can go up and down, and performance is one of them, and our attitude and our effort is something that can't.
You're listening to Arcan, the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
As we move into the 8 o'clock hour here on the Christian Arcan Show, WEEI, we are live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original. It's nice to have you with us here tonight on this Thursday, a full four-hour Thursday show. And while I do want to get to the Patriots, and I do want to address what Mike Vrabel had to say right there, I'd like to issue a correction. JoJo is from Foxborough. She was born in Brattleboro, Vermont, and now is, well, not now, but then was raised in Foxborough. And since we are on broadcasting live in both of those places right now, before I get any more angry text messages from any more hill people in Vermont or any more Foxborians, what do you call people from Foxborough? Foxburians? I don't know what you call them. Anyway, I don't want to get any more angry. Now I'm going to get more, I guess.
You call them Minutemen because that's where the Patriots play.
There you go. No more Minutemen. Angry texts and emails from the Minutemen. But local gal and made it big. And I just checked her Wikipedia page. She's still making music, so good for her. Very cool. Anyway, the Patriots. Mike Vrabel, Drake May. I like that answer there. And I like the question. Is Drake May lacking as a leader? That's a loaded question to ask of a second-year quarterback. You know, like, that's a bit of a loaded question. I was interested in hearing how Vrabel would answer it, and I liked how he answered it. Which is to say, not that he's lacking, it's just I always want more. And we're talking about a very young player in the league right now, a very green, inexperienced kind of guy who's been a leader in college and certainly a leader in high school and all these other places, and was the quarterback of the team last year for the majority of the season, but it takes more, as we all know, to be a great leader in the NFL. It's just a fact of life. And I'm very intrigued by what the Mike Vrabel-Drake May partnership is going to look like. Because we all talk about, well, yeah, May's got to continue to get better, and last year was all about Drake May, and da-da-da-da. Well, Drake May's been here longer than Mike Vrabel has now. and I know Vrabel played here, but you know what I mean. Like, in terms of this incarnation of the New England Patriots, Drake May has seen more of it than Mike Vrabel has, up close anyway. And now they all have to do things Mike Vrabel's way. And that includes whatever sort of, you know, business partnership relationship this is going to be here on and off the field between Drake May and Mike Vrabel. And I'm interested in seeing how that grows. I'm interested in seeing what it turns into, how it sort of blossoms. You know, you were talking about Will Levis out there in Tennessee. Ryan Tannehill was a quarterback that he had out there in Tennessee. I don't remember there being, you know, a whole lot of just like bromance between these guys out there. And maybe that had something to do with their respective abilities, which, fine, you know, if that's how it is, that's fine. But I think in Drake May, now you have someone who has got all the talent in the world, a lot of just raw talent, and who has gotten better over the course of that first year and improved, and I think will continue to get better. But now it's all under the purview of Mike Vrabel, and Vrabel deciding, you know, this is how I am going to extract leadership from him. This is how I'm going to do it. We'll see if that's effective. We'll see if that's something that works for him, because I think Mike Vrabel does things the Mike Vrabel way. You know, it was like, you know, when Dick LeBeau was the defensive coordinator for the Steelers all those years, he came out there, he ran the same defense, the same 3-4 defense every single time. You knew it was coming, and this is the way it is, and this is an extreme example, obviously. But I do sort of wonder if maybe Mike Vrabel's kind of got a little bit of that going, you know? Like that old linebacker, right? Here it is, I'm coming at you, and this is what it is. You know, Ted Johnson, who's tougher? You know, I'm coming up the middle. This is the way it is. Are you going to stop me or not? Mike Vrabel, this is how I am. This is how I coach. This is my personality. This is the way I deal with young quarterbacks. This is the way I do this, this, and this. And, you know, for a guy who's now getting a second chance here as a head coach in a place that he's got a very, I think, strong support system already, not only with ownership, but also with the fan base. Fans love Mike Vrabel already, mostly because he's not Jerod Mayo, but also because they love him as a player, and they love his attitude, and they love his personality, and they love that he's ripping on Ben Volen, and today ripping on Phil Perry, which was not expecting that, by the way. We'll play that for you in just a moment. But this is a huge part of what's going to determine the fate of this team. This is a huge part of it. I'd say like 75% maybe, 60%, something like that, about just the coach and the quarterback. First-year coach, second-year quarterback. And at the very least, you can say, well, one of them's done, you know, one of them's been here a little bit. And I think Vrabel has all the tools in his arsenal, all the, you know, weapons and everything else, just from a coaching perspective, personality-wise and everything else, to be able to go out there and create a good culture. I think that he's a football guy, sort of a classic football guy. You know, players like playing for coaches like that, generally, from what I hear. You know, I'd never played for a guy like that, but I never really played that much football, period. Vrabel seems to fit that mold. You know, there's certain guys who just have it. You know, Mike Tomlin, you know, there's a bunch of them. And I think Vrabel definitely exhibits it. But you also have to keep in mind it's 2025. There's a lot of young players on this team. And sometimes I feel like, you know, you get caught in between Bill Belichick, who was completely out of touch with young players, Jerod Mayo, who way too much wanted to be in with the young players, sitting back with them, you know, on the team plane, while all the other coaches are up there crushing film. He's back there playing cards with the play, you know. And now here's Mike Vrabel, who I think can play a good balance between those two extremes. And if he can do that effectively, then I think him and Drake May should have a very, very strong partnership. I think that they should be a good team. And if they're a good team, then the Patriots are going to be a good team. And sometimes it's just that simple. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to our good friend Matt in Rhode Island. He has a thought on the Patriots and the Red Sox as well. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, what's up, Mark? Now, oh, buddy. First, shout out to Braverman. The reason why he's so underrated in sports radio, you get the place bumping. Good job, Braverman.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned I think the Dolphins, just off the topic, just to make my point, I heard their offensive line is going to get Tua killed this year. So you mentioned that in the summer joint practice or whatever. But, you know, my big concern right now with the Patriots is their offensive line. I mean, at least they got a couple of rookies. I think they'll come along and play. But, you know, Michael Owen, you got to show up and you got to be the leader. I didn't. No.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, all right. I'm sorry.
No.
I thought you did.
Yeah, so I have it back today. No, you said Michael Owen, you were expecting like Pro Bowl type of play from you, and you got to be a leader. Just quickly on Roman Anthony, I'm originally from Pompano Beach, Florida. So that's where Roman's from, Broward County, where he won Player of the Year as a sophomore. So I'm still talking to friends back there. One was a baseball coach, and they said, you know, he's always had this cool demeanor, and you know, it's not totally like this, but I'm the same age as Alex Rodriguez, and there hasn't really been a prospect to come out of MLB, to come out of South Florida, you know, quite like Roman in a while. So, he's not at that level, but we'll see. Thanks for the time, Arkansas.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. Always good to hear from Matt. And sorry I misheard you there. I thought I'd heard something you didn't say. My bad. Or at least he claims he didn't say it. I don't know. I thought I heard something. My bad. That's the second time. The last time Matt called, I thought he said something else, and I went on this big rant afterwards. He starts texting the text line saying, "You idiot, that's not what I said." And I was like, "Oh, my bad." It does. Sometimes
he's a frequent caller, he knows better.
You should understand that sometimes I just hear something and then I, you know, or I think I hear something and then I use that as a jumping off point, and it doesn't matter what actually got said to start it. It's just, you know, once it starts going, it's going. That's the way it is. I can't stop it. Once the train starts chugging, you can't just stop it, you know? You need like 3 miles before you can slow down and get to the stop, right? You can't just stop on a dime. That's not the way the train works. Anyway, Roman Anthony, yeah, I talked a lot about him. As far as the Patriots' offensive line is concerned, it is...
Yeah, he mentioned Mike Onwenu. That's a big piece of it.
Mike Onwenu, on that side of the line, and considering where we were with him like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when it seemed like David Andrews and him and, you know, Strange just got drafted and you had your interior basically all set up and everyone sort of thought, okay, well, so long as these guys are all going to be here for a while, and who knew that Andrews was going to have the injury issues that he had and the health problems and all that stuff. So some of it was after that, but you know what I mean? It seemed like the interior was something that was in pretty good shape. And it was the tackles that needed the help. And this is, you know, post-Trent Brown and Marshall Newhouse and like all these other guys that they had out there at the tackle position. I guess Newhouse was a while ago. I don't know why that name just popped into my head. But it was post-Trent Brown. And they really haven't fixed it. You know, they really haven't fixed the left tackle situation.
You couldn't even fix it with Trent Brown.
Or the right tackle situation, yeah. And they brought Brown back and it was just worse. You'd expect that, I guess, you know, a guy that big. But that, to me, is just sort of a institutional failure in some ways. They finally addressed it here by drafting a left tackle in a draft where they had to, and where maybe this kid wouldn't have gone so high in the draft if they didn't need someone at that position so badly. But they did it. They addressed it. But this is a problem that has just been going on for a while under Belichick, under Mayo, and now, you know, again, I think, under Mike Vrabel, and that's assuming that Will Campbell is, you know, a rookie. I think that he'll be a good rookie, maybe. I mean, I don't know if we're going to be talking about rookie of the year type stuff here. O-linemen generally don't get in the mix for those type of awards, but is he going to be someone that stays at left tackle all year? I think that's the litmus test. If he holds down the starting position all year, then you can live with that, even if he has some bad games. Even if he has, you know, a couple of matchups here and there where it looks like it's a bad matchup for him and he's getting beat and whatever, you can live with that so long as he holds on to that starting job all year long and has enough good games or games where you don't notice him to sort of make you forget about the bad ones. Because I think he's going to have growing pains. Every single rookie offensive lineman in the history of the NFL has basically had some kind of growing pains. So I'd imagine that's going to be the case here. And it's also not like he's got some crazy good line around him to help pick up the slack either. You know, but he may be one of their better guys on that line. But that's really going to be the litmus test for me. Is this kid going to hold down? He's the starter right now, and he was basically given the position the second he was drafted. Can he hold on to it all year? Are they going to have to make a move at any point? And I'm not talking about an injury. I'm talking about him playing his way to right tackle or playing his way to a guard position or, you know, playing his way to the swing tackle or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm discussing, and I don't expect that from him, but you have no idea. I mean, no one knows. I know he's getting beat a lot in these joint practices, and that they really love his attitude, and they think that the good stuff they've seen from him is really good, and that's about what you'd expect to see from a rookie left tackle, you know, who may have been overdrafted a little bit. But that's really what it's going to come down to. It's going to come down to the tackle play. You may have some weaknesses on the inside. You may not be, you know, all that great there, but what's really been a problem for Mac Jones, Tom Brady at the end, and you know, Drake May alike, and Jacoby Brissett last year for good measure in the games that he started, is guys coming off that edge, guys making turnstiles out of your tackles, who have been, for the most part, this ragtag group of guys that, you know, sort of these misfits that end up on your team, end up beating out the other practice squatters that you have and winning the position, and there you go. At the very least, you can say they addressed it. Now, the way they address it, is it going to work out? Maybe not. You know, Morgan Moses, you barely see him out there. And you're talking about a rookie over there on the left and some questionable guys on the inside as well. All that to say this, it's got to be better than last year, right? It's got to be. Doesn't it have to be? How can it be worse? Last year's, the line last year, it is a miracle that Drake May didn't get his hip separated or something. I mean, he was getting rocked. He was on the run all the time. It got to the point where the only time anything good happened on offense was when the play broke down and May was able to scoot around away from the rush and throw on the run. Those were like the only, or take off running for that matter, which he did a lot of too. For a while, those were the most effective plays they had in their offensive arsenal. And that's not the way Alex Van Pelt drew it up. It's just the way it was because they didn't really have anything else they could do. You expected the line to break down. And it was either going to be a sack, it was going to be a turnover, it was going to be something, or May was going to take off and improvise. And when he did that, you know, that was when the offense had its flashes. That's when you saw the few highlights that Patriots team last year was able to produce. And that's good training for a guy like Drake May. But I'd really love to be able to see him just go through his reads, go through the progressions, and, you know, run the offense the way the offense was meant to be run, the way Josh McDaniels drew it up, or even the way Van Pelt last year drew it up. And you just didn't see that. You couldn't see that. You had to have a quick game. If you didn't have a quick game, you didn't have anything because they didn't give you enough time to go long. You know, that's the way it was. And that was a big problem in the Mac Jones years. He got all frustrated, yelling about it on the sideline. The quick game sucks. Well, yeah, Mac, it's because your O-line sucks. Everybody knows what to expect. And by the way, you don't have a really great arm either. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. And not a problem that you have with Drake May, for that matter. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Real quick, can we play Mike Vrabel ripping on Phil Perry? Can we listen to this? So Perry asked Vrabel about Steph Diggs' availability. And apparently this was treaded on territory, I suppose.
That's yesterday about how he's not sure about his readiness for week one.
Did you really believe that, Phil? I mean, you're a smart guy. I don't know where you went to school. It wasn't Ohio State. But, like, do you really believe that? Do you really believe that, Phil, or are you just trying to bait me into something?
I'm not baiting you into anything. He did say he wasn't sure he'd be ready for week one. Is there any doubt in your mind?
I don't know the context in which he said it, but you'd have to help me. I mean, he's been out here almost every day. I'm excited to where he's at, and we'll see when week one comes. But he's going to practice today. Hopefully he helps us in the red zone. But we can't predict the future about week one. I just know he's going to be out there today. And he works hard, and he cares, which are two important things.
Okay, couple of things there from Vrabel. I don't know where Phil Perry went to college. I know he went to BC High. I know that about Phil because he told me that once. I don't remember why, but I know he's a BC High kid. I don't know if he went to actual BC or not. And I know it's no Ohio State. And I didn't go to Ohio State either. I went to a little institution called the University of Colorado at Boulder. Maybe you've heard of it. We're very prestigious. And
really? It seems like you're very quiet about where you went to school.
I know when a guy's getting a little testy about something. I know when a guy doesn't want to talk. Oh, really? You really believe that, Phil? What are you, stupid, Phil? You think that Diggs isn't going to be out there on week one? It's like, well, listen. Maybe you should listen to your buddy, your team, player's podcast there that he's on with Rossini. Because when she asked him if he was pushing too hard for the return with the knee there, do we have this one, Rossini and Diggs? That's basically what Diggs said. You're going to be ready for week one. You're pushing it so hard. Listen.
You obviously are overdoing it at times because you want to be out there and you're such a competitor. It's hard to hold back when I'm sure you're on a timeline, right? Where you got to hit certain marks to make sure you feel good. But overall, you feel like you're moving.
I feel great. I mean, I'm pushing the needle always. I'm always odding on doing more than less. And, we'll see about week one. Like, I don't know how I feel about it. We'll see. Coaches aren't too excited. I'm not too excited. I'm just trying to take it day by day. So we'll see, man. It looks like we just don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah, there's a chance, but you just got to get through camp, right? That's the goal as the team
right now. We'll see what happens.
We'll see. I feel like you're really trying to tell me something, and I'm really bad at reading the signs.
Okay. Just ignore that last part. It's a weird thing to say. But whatever. Don't care. Diana Rossini, good luck with your show. Dig said, yeah, I don't know. Week one, I don't know. I'm not too excited. Coach isn't too excited. What does that mean, by the way? You're not too excited. You're not excited about week one on a new team? Coach isn't excited about week one? Or they're not excited as in, like, upset or concerned about you not being there? Then why not just say I'll be out there? And it was funny because Vrabel, in the exchange with Perry, was like, what, do you really believe that? What, are you not? And then he's like, I don't know if he's going to be out there at week one. All I know is that he's out there right now. And it's like, right. No one asked you if he's out there right now. We're talking about week one. You snapped at the guy who asked you about it, and now you're not committing to it either. So, you know, what's going on here? It's weird. It's weird how that seemed to, like, get under his skin a little bit.
Did you really believe that, Phil? I mean, you're a smart guy. I don't know where you went to school. It wasn't Ohio State, but...
By the way, Joe Braverman, where did Phil?
Georgetown.
Georgetown. Georgetown Hoya. A Hoya Destroya. Georgetown, pretty good school. Didn't get in there. I didn't even apply. I didn't even bother applying to Georgetown. I applied to George Washington. And I think I got into George Washington, but I picked CU because, you know, CU. Ralphie the Buffalo. Does George Washington have a live buffalo run onto the football field? Don't think so. I don't even know if they have a football team. Does George Washington even have a football team? No idea. Mega would know, I think. Anyway. Where was I? 617-779-7937. Johnny's in Brooklyn. I'm intrigued by this comment line. Go ahead, Johnny.
Arkan, you know I'm a disciple of the Christian Arkan
yes.
Church. I need your help tonight, my
okay.
friend. I can be brief here. I'm in a neighborly dispute, and I need a ruling. I just need your help. I don't know what to do. I live on a block, not a ton of parking, little mm-hmm. bit of parking. There's a small apartment building. It's got a driveway. Then you got space for two cars on the street.
Okay.
Then it's got another driveway. Okay. I've been coming home from work, and there's a car parked there in such a way that you can't fit a second car. And I'm like, that's annoying, but I don't really think that much of it. Tonight I'm walking my dogs. This minivan pulls up. Guy's got a pregnant wife, couple kids in the back. He pulls out in front of the car. He gets out of the minivan, goes back to the other car, backs it up, goes back to his minivan, and pulls in. So now the two spaces are taken, and I realize this guy has been doing this for at least a few weeks here. And I don't know if you can tell in my voice, I'm livid, man. And so
this is your hold on a second, Johnny. This is your apartment complex. This guy's been taking up two spaces, and he does it so he can have the other space ready for his other car, basically? Is that what I'm hearing?
I don't live in the apartment building, but you got the gist of it, yeah.
Okay.
And so for me, I'm like, on the scale of do nothing to slash tires here, I need the Christian Arkan, you know, school of whatever. What's
well, if
the
you
right
don't live,
do
if you
here?
Don't live in the building, why do you care?
Well, no, because I live on the block, and I can't find parking. It's limited parking on the block.
I see. Okay, got it. So
yeah,
he could be using
parking.
The driveway,
not,
but he's out on the street. I see what you're saying. Okay, I got you.
He might not be able to use the driveway because he probably has to pay extra for that. So he's probably not paying for the driveway, but he's like, oh, here's what I'll do is I'll take up two street parking with one car during the day, and then I'll back it up to make space for my second car when
gotta
I come back.
Got to fight fire with fire, Johnny. You just do it to him. You got to block up his spot. You got to wait. You got to get up early maybe or something and do it and show him this is what you do, and if you don't like it, then you stop doing it yourself. That's the best way.
All
street
right.
justice. That, I know he's got a pregnant wife and everything, so you don't want to really jam him up too much.
We all got kids. We all got kids.
Yeah,
no. We
right.
all got kids.
Well, listen.
No, it's enough. It's enough.
You got to spread love, Johnny. That's the Brooklyn way. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. Here's Joe Braverman. Get you caught up on what's trending. We'll get to more of your phone calls, and we got our 8:30 New England Nightly News coming your way in just a minute. First, here's Joe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
617-779-7937 is your phone number. It's Christian Arcand Show here at WEEI. Get to the phones here in just a minute. We do have the New England Nightly News coming your way as well. But Johnny in Brooklyn, if you're still listening, he called in, asked my advice on what to do about a neighbor of his in BK there, who's taking up all these parking spaces right around where he lives. I said, go get up early and do the same thing to the guy. Take up two spots. You know, he's parking around there. And show them that it's not cool. Texter's had some creative ideas. Texter in the 401, definitely slash tires. Thanks, Rhode Island. Texter in the 978, don't do the same thing as that guy, Johnny. Hire two people with Mini Coopers or some small car or motorcycle. Have them park in the front and back of him. Now, not only can he not park the second car, but now he can't get out of the space. It's creative. It's a little convoluted. You got to hire people with little car, you know, like that seems like a whole thing. You know, what are you going to put ads in the paper? Hey, you have a small car, come park on my block. Like that's, you know, that seems like it's going to be hard to arrange. I think, yeah, maybe just slash the tire. No, I'm just kidding. Nobody slash tires. Arcand did not say that it's okay to slash tires. That did not happen. Casper is in Worcester. Hi, Casper.
Hi, Christian. Just 10 seconds on Johnny.
Go ahead.
Talking to a parking pro when they have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Ziploc bag, a well-printed from a computer note, appealing to being the good neighbor, and put it on his windshield. That's about all he can do without getting into trouble with a problem because people are crazy.
Yeah.
He has no other choice. The Ziploc bag, the zip is down, so weather can't get in it, and he can read it. I want to move right to sports questions.
Well, Casper, what kind of note? You're saying it should be like a friendly note? It should be like, okay, hey, neighbor, just so you know, like, don't get too confrontational now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Because, number one, you just never know.
Right.
Number two, you might appeal to their sensibility.
Perhaps.
I have 25 of them printed, and I have a reserve space, and, you know, I have to use them occasionally, but that's not really why I call.
Oh, you got them like that's on deck. Okay. All right. Sorry, Casper. Go on.
I have them on deck in the majors, a AAA, AA, and single A, so I never run out.
There you go.
And, you know, I keep them in the car, loaded in the Ziploc, mm-hmm. Bingo.
Bam.
And, you know, they get it, you know, depending on, you know, the type of person that lives in the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
If it's very urban and rough, they could care less.
Sure.
I mean, that's just reality, right?
Okay. Anyway, Casper, what's
up? But if he's in a decent neighborhood, mm-hmm. then, you know, it may appeal to his common sense.
Okay.
So I want to move on. We know where the Sox are. You already know that. I talked to you all season long.
Sure.
The Pats, things have to be better than last year. I've got to believe that.
I hope so.
Et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm more worried about our longest historical championship team, the Celtics. I think Brad Stevens is our best GM or whatever title you want to give him in all of our sports.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, Casper. Sorry, I got to let you go here. But, I agree with that. I think the Celtics can bounce back, and I trust Brad Stevens very completely. Patriots have to be better. And the Red Sox are in a good spot right now. They just need to not let this recent unpleasantness continue. And you can't let it happen at home. This is a team right now that's making all its hay at home. They go out on the road, and they're a different team. You've got to keep winning at home. You have to beat the Marlins, okay? You have to beat them. You have to go to New York. You have to beat the Yankees and the Orioles, these other crap teams you play. But more importantly, you got to win at home. All right, without any further ado, it's 8:30. It's time for the New England Nightly News.
New England Nightly News.
All right, we will begin with some not great news for our little friends out there in Braintree who got thumped, unfortunately, by South Carolina in the Southeast Conference there, the Southeast part of the bracket in South Williamsport, a 13-0 route. Hopefully, kids got it all out of their system. And I would just like to say, Braintree, listen, you know, the Red Sox just won a game 14-1, and then they went out and lost the next day. Things change. It's baseball. It's quick. You know, you could be getting thumped one day, and I know this isn't a great example because it's the Red Sox that did it, but you can go out there getting thumped one day, you come back, and you win the next day. And they play again on Saturday. I'm not sure who yet. I'm not sure if that's been decided. Learning experience, teaching moment. You go back out there on Saturday, and you show them what you're made of. Show them where you live. Also, I saw this story. As a couple of fellas from Tennessee were in the city, and they decided to buy some jewelry recently, and now they're in some trouble.
A Tennessee man is accused of using tens of thousands of dollars in movie prop money to buy jewelry in downtown Crossing. Suffolk County DA says 20-year-old Devin Johnson and another man used $160,000 in fake money to buy bracelets, necklaces, and watches at Temple Place Jewelry Shop. Well, 2 days later, store workers removed the money from the safe and put it through a money counter, and that's when they discovered it was counterfeit. Police were able to track the suspects down using surveillance video. The second suspect, though, has yet to be arraigned.
Well, I didn't realize that there were still, like, jewelry stores dealing in cash that don't, like, check the, you know, like, that aren't right on top of that. Now, I wonder if these guys pulled the old real 100 at the top of the stack and then a bunch of prop money, you know? It's like... The prop money's got Leonardo DiCaprio's face on it or something, or, you know, Jay Leno's face. Like, oh, geez, I don't think this is real, guys. But that seems like something you would know. You know, someone comes in there, they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash. You're not looking at all those bills during the transaction while it's going on. That is tough, man. I've actually been to this place because when I was getting ready to propose to my wife, I went ring shopping down there in the district, and, you know, down by downtown Crossing, there's a lot of places down there. There's Descenza's, all these places. And I was, you know, popping my head into each one of them, seeing if anything really jumped out. And there's some places that are kind of, you know, kind of small. I wouldn't have thought that any place that does transactions of that amount wouldn't go over all the bills, like, pretty closely. You know, like, sometimes you just go down to the corner store or the liquor store. You pay with a $100 bill, and they got that little marker out to make sure it's... You know what I'm talking about?
That's,
you know,
what I was saying, is, like, when you have large bills, I'm pretty sure, like, if it's a $50 bill, like, that and above, you usually, like, have a...
You get the little marker, yeah.
You take a Sharpie, and if there's, like, a little something... I forget exactly what it is, but if there's, like, something you see after you, like, draw a straight line or whatever, it's fake.
I see people do that all the time. I bartended, I guess, too long ago to have to ever do that. But also, you can tell from, like, the watermark and, like, on the new 50s and the new 100s, there's all this crap all over the bills. How could you not notice that it's, like, even if it was a convincing fake, you can't fake all that extra stuff. You can't fake the hologram. Like, you can, come on. And again, you know, going through every single bill has got to be kind of tedious, but it sounds like they paid in almost entirely prop money, which is hilarious. I'm sorry, that's just kind of funny. These two guys from Tennessee, and then one of them starts going on social media being like, we get it, we got away with it. Which, I'll tell you, This generation, man. This generation, they're bold, I'll say that. It's bold to go into a jewelry store with hundreds of thousands of dollars in money.
But there is a
money.
Certain B word that they're not, and then, that's bright.
Yeah, and then you go out, you get away with it, I guess. I mean, they probably would have hunted these guys down anyway. Somehow, some way, $160,000, they're not going to let that go. But, yeah, you're out there documenting it, documenting the aftermath of a crime you clearly just committed and you're now proud of and you want everyone on your social media feed to know about, which, again, I don't know. I don't know how what they're doing down there in Tennessee.
Hey, look at this fake money we got from a Hollywood studio, which that has to be legitimately good fake money then, if they couldn't see that.
You would think. But even the fake money, like the money they use in TV shows and movies, they can't use real money. You can't. Even in Breaking Bad, that scene with the big stacks of money where they're lying down on the money, like if you zoom in on those dollars, it says on them for studio use only, not real money, etc. And that's in movie. It's in everything. You can't do it. And that's, you know, kind of stupid, I think. Like who cares if you have a real dollar bill, you know what I mean? Like what's the worst that could possibly happen from that? I've never understood that. You know, I understand why, like, you're not supposed to say Super Bowl in your commercials when it gets time for the Super Bowl, because the NFL can be very litigious. You know, that's the way it can be. You don't want to put that in there because they're going to get you. Fine. But why can't I have money in the movie? Like, why can't there be money in the movie scene? I've never understood that. It makes no sense to me at all. Someone explain that to me. 617-779-7937. No, we got a whole discussion on the text line now about Johnny in Brooklyn and his parking situation. 413 says the guy's got two kids and the pregnant wife. Cut him a break. There's a difference between cutting someone a break and letting them take up two spots like every single day. Like, come on. We live in a society here, you know?
Go ahead and rob this bank. You have a pregnant wife and two kids.
Wouldn't say it's quite that bad, but yeah, sure. Casper is a class act, says 917. 603 says no. Casper's a coward. Just pour sugar in the gas tank. And 978, why wouldn't they count the money with the machine at the time of the transaction? That's a good question. It's a good question. How did
you've been there? Do they have that sort of sophisticated process?
I didn't buy anything there, but they were counting it afterwards out of the safe. They put it in the thing, like in every single movie. You know, every single movie with criminals in it, they all have that one, the money counter. You know, drug dealers. You know, the mafia. Whatever.
I've seen movies. I see how they count money.
This is how you know the criminal enterprise is successful. That's how you know. Otherwise, I wouldn't know if these criminals are really good criminals or not. But then you see that money machine, and it's like, yeah, these guys are good. These guys know what they're doing. These guys are good drug dealers or whatever it is. You see that money machine going, boy. But they clearly had one for when they were, you know, counting up their money at the end of the month. But I guess they weren't using it right at the time of the transaction, which I'd assume they probably learned their lesson there, too.
Yeah, that employee's probably getting a little bit of a talking to.
Yeah, probably. You know, it's funny, as I was going to talk about the people who saw the UFO, but obviously Jones and Keefe were all over that today, and I had to make a U-turn. And I'm happy.
They could be involved in it.
I am happy with this story. I think it's a good story, and I know that area pretty well. But that is, you know, it's funny. After I bought my wife's engagement ring, I went down to the that food court down there, and I got the most hilarious sandwich I've ever had in my life. It was a Philly cheesesteak pizza cheesesteak from some Philly cheesesteak place down there in Downtown Crossing. And I sat there and I ate that thing. And when I was done, I felt so gross. I just felt like a disgusting person. But then I remembered, no, it's good. I'm doing something good here. I did something very important and grown up today, but now I feel like the very hungry caterpillar.
Let's go back down a few pegs then.
Basically what it felt like. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, actor Denzel Washington, one of the world's finest actors, I would say, does not care for people in my profession. We'll get to that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Everybody's got an opinion. We live in a world of opinionaires. You know, that's what I call them, opinionaires. They're all the shows, a bunch of guys, a couple of them that are played, but most of them who have an opinion about what something should be when they haven't done it. Those who can't talk about those who can't. Those who have know what they're talking about. Those who haven't don't. Period. Too much talking. Too much talking. Everybody got an opinion. Yeah. Everybody's sitting around getting fat. You know, thinking they know how to do it. Just because you can sit behind a desk and chit-chat doesn't mean you can do a damn thing.
Those are bars.
Come get up here with me. Let's find out.
Let me leave
you
on this.
I'm not some skinny kid, you know, who never played a day in his life, and now he can get back at everybody because he got a mic in his face and show.
People need to shut up. People need to shut up. Learn how to do something. Be actually good at something. Yeah. Try that.
Denzel Washington, ladies and gentlemen. Kind of enjoyed that. I know he was basically talking about people like me, but I enjoy Denzel's entire catalog. Whether he's, you know, whether it's Training Day, whether it's Remember the Titans, whether it's Man on Fire, Inside Man. Right? Wasn't he the cop in Inside Man? The bank robbers, and they got out somehow? I think he was. I should know that before I talk about how great his catalog is. But I do enjoy the man's entire catalog, including when he's just yelling and ranting about how much people like me suck and shouldn't exist. You never played a day in your life. I wasn't expecting this from Denzel. And I don't know exactly why he was talking about this. He was with Jeffrey Wright. They were sitting down with Sports Illustrated promoting a new movie called Highest to Lowest. I believe Jeffrey Wright is the guy from Westworld, I don't want to say who he is in Westworld because it's like a big spoiler, but I think he was the guy from Westworld with the glasses, right? And they got a movie coming out. Is that the right guy?
Yep, that's the right guy from Westworld.
Thank you. Now, I don't want to say who he is in Westworld because that's like a big plot point, so I'm not going to say anything else. But during the interview, the host of whoever was doing this thing at Sports Illustrated, this guy Greg Calley, asked Denzel about the pressure and criticism facing Bronny James and Shedeur Sanders. What he said there had people wondering who he was talking about. He was clearly talking about someone. when you go after our profession, the biggest, most obvious targets are, I think, Stephen A., Cowherd, maybe, and I don't want to just say everybody at ESPN, but
what the hell do you think you're doing?
I'm just telling you what I think, Steve. You're the biggest guy in the medium right now. Okay, it's all love here, man. I love Stephen A. Smith.
Could y'all put the camera on me, please?
Okay. But it's him. It's McAfee. It's Cowherd.
But who really spent a lot of time talking about LeBron and Bronny?
Bayless. I mean, Skip did that, right? Wasn't Bayless? Well, not Bronny so much. It was really Stephen A. who was doing the Bronny stuff. He was really doing the Bronny stuff. Shador, you know, I mean, everybody was talking about Shador. The only person ever defending Shador was Mel Kiper and me. We were the only two. Other than that, yeah, it was pretty much everybody was ripping him before he even did anything bad. Unless you consider speeding really bad, in which case Miles Garrett should get kicked off the team too, I guess. He keeps speeding. Why does everybody in Cleveland keep speeding? They just want to get out of Cleveland. Just want to, wherever they're going, they just want to get there fast.
That's the most exciting thing to do in Cleveland.
I don't know. Everybody I know is from Cleveland, loves it. So maybe there's something to it, but I've just always hated Cleveland. Always thought Cleveland sucks. Anyway, it's just a random thought that I had. Denzel, I think, is talking probably about Stephen A. Smith here. And this is sort of a tired line of attack at our profession, but it's still one that does kind of work.
We got a problem!
But the thing is now, and he should know this, like Denzel as well as anybody else, Denzel worked with Ray Allen in that in He Got Game, which is another great movie, by the way.
As Jesus Shuttlesworth?
Yes, the great Jesus Shuttlesworth. And Denzel in that movie, and Rick Fox was in that movie too, great cameo from Rick Fox in that movie. He's showing Jesus around the campus, and then all of a sudden, well, you know what happened. Anyway, when you go after people like that now, there's such a bigger emphasis, I'd say, on ex-athletes and getting their opinion and getting them sort of part of it. When you hear Denzel talking like that, you don't assume he's talking about like Shannon Sharp or Ted Johnson. Or any other, because, right, like, they play. They are people who have played before. They are people who know what they're talking about, quote, unquote. Ted does, obviously. I mean, a lot of these guys do. It's not that they don't know. It's just, not everybody is cut out for being in the media. Not everybody's cut out to rant and rave for 3 hours a day. It's just, not everyone can do that. But pro athletes are mostly about physical stuff, If they can talk, great. They get to, come on, and then they do these things. But going after the Stephen A's of the world, going after the Cowherds of the world. That's why I don't think it was McAfee that he was going after. I think it was mostly, those type of people. My type of people. Our people. And it's perfectly valid. You want to attack there, that's fine. I think a lot of people sort of stop with that because I don't think that, for example, Stephen A. Smith or Cowherd or me or Adam Jones or, anybody else who never played professional sports is sitting here saying that we know better than the pro athlete. I don't think that that's not really a tone that I take very often. We criticize them and criticize teams, certainly, when they don't play well, but that's what fans do. That's sort of what it is. I consider myself more of a voice of the fans here than I consider myself someone that is qualified to critique various aspects of the athletes' training and all of that. I mean, I can say if they're good enough to be on the team or if I think they're good enough to be on the team, but at the end of the day, what difference does it make? We're all just people reacting to what we see.
Okay.
What was that? Oh, was that when he was on like a soap opera?
Oh, you motherfuckers.
Oh, no, that's Denzel.
Okay.
That's Denzel, of course. Great scene, by the way. What's your favorite Denzel movie?
Oh, I'm a big Remember the Titans guy.
Remember the Titans? A good one.
I love that movie. One of my top five sports movies of all time.
American Gangster was really good. Remember the Titans is excellent. Training Day is right up there. Hurricane's great. Hurricane's a great sports movie, too, even though it's not really a sports movie. Go back a ways to, The Pelican Brief. Julia Roberts, good one. Crimson Tide.
It's funny. I do agree with you. Like, hearing it from Denzel, it carries so much more weight than if it was from some actor who's just on the just getting on the surface of stardom.
Sure. And Denzel even having like a take like that, you know, like the question was about pressure being on Bronny James and Shedeur Sanders and these sort of young athletes, and he turned it into this whole referendum on the business of sports media, which I just wasn't expecting. But I like them. You know, more people talk about us, the better it is generally. Not that he was talking about us per se.
It's the only thing you and Denzel will have in common.
Well, yeah,
or probably. Be mentioned in the same sentence.
I mean, we don't really have it in common, but yeah, okay. That's about it. 617, we weren't mentioned together, but 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We're going to move into the 9 o'clock hour, as we do on these four-hour shows. The 9 o'clock hour is where things get a little ridiculous. I know we just did 10 minutes on Denzel Washington, but the 9 o'clock hour is when it's summer. What do you want? When we get the Arcan fire, it's when we get clickbait, and it's when we get the dongs. We have a dong report for you at 9:30. That is, many people are saying, one of the best dong reports we've ever had. Okay? Many people are saying that. That's coming up at 9:30, clickbait at 9:45, and we got the Arcan fire coming up at 9. But first, I always have to do this. I know. But Mike O'Brien's on the line. He's got a Denzel story. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Christian. I used to be a livery driver.
Right.
I drove people to the airport, would drive a bunch of rich people. And one time I got Denzel Washington when he was filming The Equalizer. I had him all day, him and his agent, driving him around Boston. Mm-hmm. He was a very nice guy. But we're going up Beacon Hill, and, you know, he was in Glory, won an Oscar for being in Glory.
Great movie.
And I was so excited. Yeah, great movie. And I was so excited to point out the 54th Regiment Monument. And I said, hey, Mr. Washington, that's the 54th Regiment Monument. And Denzel Washington said, what's that?
Really? No, what a wow. Man, that's a bummer. That's a bummer, Mike. You know, maybe he just got so immersed in the character, he, you know, didn't read up on the history of it. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Anyways, Mike O'Brien, ladies and gentlemen. See him on the news all the time. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Arcan Fire coming your way next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.